are going to start our post-race press conference here. We are now joined by Billy Scott, crew chief for the number 45 team, and Dave Rogers, competition director for 2311 Racing. Well, for both of you, congratulations on making the Champ Four. Can you kind of take us through those emotions and those final laps there?
Incredible. I don't know if it's still sunk in yet. To put them out there on a little bit of a tire disadvantage in the first place and have them drive from fourth back up to the win was amazing. So just happy to be a part of it. I think it'll sink in the next day or so, and we're ready for it, though.
Dave?
Yeah, just super proud of this 2311 team. Super proud of Billy over here. What a call there. You know, everything on the line. And he just makes this great gutsy call. He asked me what I thought, and I said, hey, my gut is to do this. And he said, well, we're going to do a little something different. And he wrote it out, and it turned out to be the right call. So congrats to him, the engineering staff that supports him, and everyone at Airspeed. This is such an exciting moment, and to have such a big win to get to Phoenix is, you know, it's icing on the cake. It's really exciting.
All right, we will go ahead and open it right up to questions. We will start up here with Reed Spencer.
I'm Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire Service. Billy, given how quickly the cars had fallen back earlier in the race on four-lap older tires, what kind of strength of will did it take for Reddick to stay up front and run that final lap the way he did?
Yeah, it's incredible. That's just how much determination he had and how quickly he can figure out what he needs to do and where to find clean air and how to get through traffic because, you know, at the time, we were when we settled in there in fourth, I was like, all right, well, at least we made something out of the day, and we still have a fighting shot in Martinsville, and he did not give up. He did not take that same approach, and watch him go through there. It is nothing short of amazing.
All right, we're going to go to Davey.
Davey Siegel with SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. So, Billy, when you called Tyler Pitt Road and you see him kind of tumble down the running order, obviously hope wasn't lost at that moment, presumably, but was there a line of delineation when you thought it was going to be okay versus not okay to be able to leave him out if a caution did come out like it did?
Yeah, I think we probably would have been committed either way. You know, if we got a later yellow, unless it was really late, we knew we were going to have a huge tire advantage on those that were still on the track running long. So even though we were looking to come out in the 20s somewhere, our tools suggested we would probably finish somewhere between 12th and 15th, and certainly not what we were looking for, but we were just going to try to make the most of it and make something out of it. So, yeah, when the yellow came out that quick, obviously that was the point. It was a no-brainer to stay out there and give it a shot and put it in his hands.
Did you think that he'd be able to hold everybody off the way he did and then have a little bit left in the tank?
You know, it's funny. Dave and I were talking about it real time when that all happened. Like, yeah, I think we can do it. And it's like, I don't really know what to think. We had not seen that situation. Like you said, that guys had stayed out earlier with 4 to 6 laps of green laps, and we had about 1.5 before the yellow came out there. So we knew we had a better shot at it than them. But honestly, we figured a lot of it was going to come down to the first turn on the restart and being able to get clear and hold them off, and would have felt a lot more confident. Never in my wildest dreams did I imagine we would get split into turn one, fall back to fourth, and in a matter of a few laps, drive back past those three.
Let's go to Daniel.
Daniel McFadden, frontstretch.com. So both Tyler and Blaney both said that they couldn't believe that Tyler was able to stick the landing, so to speak, going to the outside like he did in turn three, you know, during the last lap. So they're coming down the backstretch. What are going through your minds about what he might do and what he did? what was the first thing that popped in your minds?
Well, I watched qualifying round two, so I knew what he was going to do. But fortunately,
explain that.
Fortunately, Blaney didn't. Yeah, I didn't know what to expect, honestly. I mean, we were watching as intently as anyone. I was amazed still, probably still trying to recover from watching him drive by Denny previously. Just to get in position to do that, kind of figured, like I joke about it, but I kind of figured he was going to send it on the top because, I mean, that's where his comfort zone is. And, you know, after a few laps on tires, that was fairly dominant lane. So, like you said, just amazing he stuck it perfectly and – was able to get to his outside before he could block it.
Let's go to Jordan.
From Bianchi Athletic, I apologize this got asked. Tyler's had a lot of moments in his career, right, at the cup level, but is this like his signature moment of just elevating himself to a higher level than you guys have ever seen before?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
With everything on the line, it doesn't get any bigger than this until we get to Phoenix. And for just to watch the guys that are battling for the cut line and in must-win scenarios and stuff to all be up there running the top six, seven, that's all it was for the second half of the race, to be able to do that against them and figure out how to get by three of them in a few laps. Yes, I think that puts a statement on how good he is.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's, he must-win situation, the 45, the 11, the 12, they're all hungry. They're all fighting for a playoff berth or a championship four berth. So best of the best going at it with everything they have. Tyler at a tire disadvantage, a clean air disadvantage, and still prevails. I mean, I think it speaks volumes about how good of a driver he is, how determined he is, and just how much talent he has. It's a pleasure to work with Tyler. It's a pleasure to work with the entire 45 team, but the whole group, they have so much talent, and to perform at this level today, I think they just showcase what they're capable of.
We're gonna go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. For Billy, last week, the talk is, and even Tyler said, hey, maybe it was more too aggressive in that situation. But aggression is also what makes him what he is. And I know it was a desperate situation today, so it's easy. But I guess how you see that aggression, how you work to mold that, and maybe that's something you even work and talk with him too, Dave, is just, I just think about the last 2 weeks, last week and this week. And last week, maybe there was too much aggression, and this week, maybe Tyler Reddick doesn't win if he's not Tyler Reddick.
That's right. And I think, first off, my opinion was last week was not too aggressive. Was there risk involved? Yes. Was there risk on the guys that just took two tires in the middle of the race and stayed up front, having to have better cars on better tires behind them? Yes, that's part of what we do. So we were very supportive of him this week. I think he was probably harder on himself than anybody else was within our company. But like you said, that's who he is. That's what we're promoting. And when you're in this situation with, last week wasn't a must win, but this week I think was a lot closer to that. And Phoenix will be close to that again. So that's the aggression you need at this point in the season. I think we got away with a lot through the summer months of being semi-conservative, of just taking what it would give us. And, we learned to race that way and scored a lot of points because of it. But now when it's all on the line and you got to have wins, it changes.
And Dave, I don't know if you, from your perspective, is in the performance aspect.
Yeah, I think, you play to your player's strengths, right? And one of his strengths is he can live on the edge. And every now and then when you live on the edge, you step over. But we're playing to his strengths. He's an aggressive driver. We embrace it. We're unapologetic for it. I mean, we want him to go out there and get after it. And, with time, with years, maybe he'll make a better decision here or there. But I think it's a lot of fun working with a driver that just wants to get after it and isn't scared. So it's fun. We're going to play to our strengths.
Also, just to get your perspective, I know you guys both were not there the first year and came after the first season at 23-11. But, Denny Todd always talked about from the beginning of a five-year plan of being a championship team, now could do this in the fourth year ahead of schedule. And just from a organizational aspect, what it means to be in the championship four and just the journey to get to this point for your organization.
I think it's just important that they gave us all the tools we needed, made sure we had proper support from, TRD and our alliance with JGR, and, we're not lacking for anything. So whether we made it or not, I think it was clear that we at least had established ourselves to be able to be. So, yes, to check that off the list and get to the next level and be able to go there and contend, that's certainly, rewarding to get there before maybe it was slated out to be expected, but it's just a testament to how closely we all work together and how they're committed to making this a success too.
And your perspective of that, and like what you've been able to do, what Mike Wheeler, I know he's been there from the beginning, but just where this organization has come, and I mean, this is competing against the Hendricks and the Gibbs and Penske's. It's not easy to start up, and 4 years later, you guys are could be champions in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, Billy hit on it, right? There's a lot of people that set goals out. I want to do this, but they don't give you what you need or to complete those goals. So hats off to Michael and Denny and our ownership group for putting the tools in place to let us do this. You know, we have a strong alliance with JGR. We got the best OEM with Toyota. We have a lot of great partners that help us. And then we have a lot of smart people at Airspeed that know how to use those resources. You kind of need both. You need the resources, and you need to know how to use them. And I think the folks at Airspeed do a really good job. They work very efficiently. They work together. And they just do a lot of good work to make sure that we're capitalizing on what we have. I know Denny had a five-year plan. It doesn't always work like that, right? And even though we're in the Final Four at Phoenix this year, who knows what next year is going to bring? This is, the best stock car racers in the world, the best teams in the world. It's very competitive, but everyone at Airspeed and 2311 is extremely hungry. So we're just going to keep pushing and see where we can go.
We'll go back to Daniel.
Billy, so for the layman, kind of explain. What was his position is Tyler in when he's on the front row with like two lap older tires, however old it was? Like in that situation, what should happen typically compared to what did happen?
Yeah, I guess you could say what happened is what should have happened. At a lap and a half disadvantage at a track here where the fall off is so excessive in the first few laps, you expect the car out front on older tires to get taken advantage of and the people to put them in a bad spot. And every corner that goes by, it gets closer and closer to being equal. But the biggest advantage with those on stickers is the very first corner. So I can't say it was a total surprise that they were able to go three wide and he gets stuck in the middle and all that. What was the surprise was how quickly he was able to kind of, I guess, overcome the tire disadvantage and still make something work.
Thank you.
Do we have any other questions? Let's go up to Bob.
Bob Packers, Fox Sports. For Billy, you talk about Tyler living on the edge. Or when did you talk about Tyler living on the edge? Were you concerned that he, because of last week, that he would not be on the edge as much?
No, actually, I think it's the opposite. I think because of last week and we were in a hole and we all felt we were really close to a must-win scenario, I think that makes it more acceptable to be on the edge. So I think if there's ever been a time we struggled this year, it's when we did have an advantage and needed to be somewhat conscious of our decisions and be safe on chances we take. I think whenever he's on the edge and we're all out for wins like this is when he's in his element. So I think it worked out well.
Any final questions? Let's go to Deb, and then we'll go back up to Dustin.
Deb Williams, Auto Week. Billy and Dave, you can address this as well. But at Darlington, we saw Tyler tough it out. He was so sick. He got the regular season championship by 1 point. Now, you see what he did today. What does he have that makes him so special and so different from some of the other competitors out there?
I think it's just a combination of talent and resilience. When things aren't going right, I sometimes think he's in his element. Right? He seems to deal with that really well, stay calm and focused, and he has that much talent to fall back on to where, even if he has to overcome some sort of disadvantage, whether it's being sick or tire advantage, whatever, he's been able to.
Dustin?
Did Dave have an answer yet? Yeah, I just echo what Billy said. He's an incredible talent. He's just got everything it takes, and he's really young. He's got a lot of growing to do still, but he has an abundance of talent. He wants to win. He's determined to win. He puts the work in. He doesn't come here unprepared. He comes to the racetrack prepared. He knows what has to happen each week. He's just checking all the check boxes right now.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. This may be more for you, Dave. obviously off track, there's a lot going on and uncertainty, at least from the outside, with the organization, with the lawsuit and the charters and stuff like that. People are human, and you've got a lot of people at your organization. How do you guys work through that with that group to where, look, you've got one car in the championship four, despite all the noise or all the other questions? I'm sure there have been a lot of questions about, you know, what next year might be like at this point. How do you guys handle that, and how do you address that with your group? Because obviously you've got a car in the championship.
Yeah, that's a good question, but I think we just answered it. You know, we represent the competition department, so we compete. Our ownership is committed to giving us the resources we need to compete, and it's our job to use those resources the best we can, regardless of any outside situation, whether it's the one you bring up or any other situation, right? We're here to win races. And I think everyone at 2311 is focused on that. I think any team that competes for a championship or wins a championship has to deal with distractions. There's so many roadblocks in the way. There's so much noise. There's so many distractions. I don't care who it is, when it is. If you're going to win a championship, you have to fight through adversity. And that's just part of it. So this is one of those distractions that we're choosing to ignore and just compete at the highest level we know how.
Billy, Dave, congratulations, and thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Billy, you'll have one more interview with productions in the garage.